Well, usually I talk about the saint of the day or the gospel, but today's first reading was so beautiful from St. Paul. Wanted to talk about that today. If you have your Magnificat, take a look at this chapter 4 of St. Paul's letter to the church in Ephesians, the church in Ephesus. And Paul writes to the Ephesians, "Brothers and sisters, I, a prisoner for the Lord..." You know, St. Paul wrote many of his letters from prison, and so they have even more special meaning. He was writing in captivity, giving advice and teaching to the Christians that were out there living the faith in the world. And he tells them, he says, "I urge you." He's a spiritual father writing to his spiritual children. And of course, we can apply this to all of us today. That's the beauty of the Word of God. Yes, it was written in, let's say, 40 AD or so, 40 or 50 AD perhaps, but it's so applicable to today. Live in a manner worthy of the call you have received. So everybody has a call. Everybody has a vocation. They used to think that only the priests and nuns had vocations, but Vatican II made it clear. Everybody has a calling to holiness. That's called the universal vocation. Everybody is called to become a saint. That is your call. That is your vocation as a Christian. You're called to be holy in the world as a single person, as a married person, as priests, as religious sisters. St. Paul says we have a call. And the word vocation means a calling from God. So everybody has that universal vocation. Now, some, of course, are called to become priests and nuns. That's a special vocation. Marriage is a special vocation. Living the single life in the world is a holy vocation as well. I remember once asking a class of kids, "What's the difference between a vocation and a vacation?" And they said, "Well, a vacation is when you go away and have fun. A vocation is when you don't go away and don't have fun." Not exactly. A vocation is a special call from God. And so St. Paul says, live a life worthy of your vocation. And then he tells us the virtues that we need to develop with all humility, gentleness, and patience. So wouldn't that be a wonderful way to live, right? With humility. St. Thomas Aquinas says, humility is truth, acknowledging what we truly are before God. A humble person sees that. The word humility comes from the Latin word humus, which means the earth, the dirt, the dust. So it's truth. Humility is truth, that God is God and we are His creatures. Then he says, live a life of gentleness and patience. The word patience comes from a Latin word patia, which means the ability to suffer well, to suffer with great dignity and peace and resignation. A patient person is willing to go through his passion, just like Jesus went through his passion with such great patience. That word is rooted in the word, the ability to suffer well. And then we have Paul tell us, bear with one another through love, striving for peace. So to bear with one another is one of the spiritual works of mercy, to bear wrongs patiently, to bear with one another through love. And then he says, striving to preserve the unity of the Spirit. We should always be working towards unity. Unity in the world, unity in the church, unity in the family, unity in the parish. So unity is a special gift of the Holy Spirit. And through the bond of peace, that wonderful gift of shalom, that deep inner peace. And then he says, we are one body and one spirit. And you were also called to the one hope of your vocation, of your call. See, hope is so important today because the opposite is discouragement and despair. And the world, with the number of suicides that occur in our society, why is that? Because people lose hope. Such an important virtue. So every day I always pray for faith, hope, and charity. Hope is so important. Can't tell you how many people need this virtue, the virtue of hope. And then he concludes by saying, There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism. We have one Lord, who is Jesus Christ. We have one faith. Jesus founded his church. And today we have 35,000 denominations in America. Sadly, when the Protestant reform, the revolt broke off, more and more churches kept breaking off to today. In America, just look in the white pages and yellow pages, you'll see the thousands of denominations, which is a shame. It's broken apart the body of Christ. But Paul says there is one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. And that baptism is with water in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. One Father and God of all, who is over all and through all and in all. So this is Paul's advice from prison, that we live in a manner worthy of our vocation. We try to grow in humility, gentleness, patience. We bear with one another. We try to preserve unity through the Holy Spirit. We try to live a life of peace. And then we realize that there is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and that God is the Father of us all.